Lecture 8, The Great Diaspora.
In the last lecture, we described the possible scenarios for the origins of modern humans, and we indicated that probably they originated in tropical Africa. This lecture, the 8th, describes the dramatic spread of modern humans from Africa into other parts of the world. As with the story of origins, this is a narrative which has many gaps in it because of inadequate archaeological evidence from many parts of the world. But fortunately, we now know enough to be able to at least paint a convincing, reasonable scenario of how this great radiation of modern humans took place and how. First, we're going to describe how the Sahara Desert acted like a great pump, regulating movement from the tropics to the rest of the world. Then I'm going to look at Neanderthal and modern human settlement in southwestern Asia, where apparently the two population groups lived alongside each other for over 45,000 years. Then we'll discuss the modern human settlement of South and Southeastern Asia and the offshore islands. And we'll take a look at the evidence for the first settlement of Australia. Finally, I'm briefly going to summarize the course of this great diaspora in northern latitudes as an introduction to a more full description in lectures 9 through 11, where we address such issues as the first art and the first settlement of the Americas. As I said in the last lecture, most scholars believe that modern humans first appeared in tropical Africa south of the Sahara between 200,000 and 150,000 years ago, maybe later. However, the date when modern humans first spread out of Africa, like, as I said, with Homo erectus, the date there is also speculative. We don't really know when humans with anatomically modern features spread out of Africa. But we do know, however, that the Sahara Desert played a critical role in the initial stages of the diaspora. As I've said before, we can liken the Sahara to a giant pump, sucking in animals and people during wetter periods when shallow lakes flourished over much of the Sahara and a great deal of the desert was covered with semi-arid grassland. And then, as the climate became drier, expelled these human and animal populations to the margins and became the arid wilderness that we know today. During warmer, wetter periods, as pertained for a while before 100,000 years ago, the Sahara, as I said, supported many shallow lakes and semi-arid grasslands. Now, this is a particularly favorable sort of environment for human hunter-gatherers who are highly mobile. And it is possible that this was a time when modern human populations settled in the heart of the desert, living or anchoring their movements to these shallow lakes where animals came to drink and to feed. But then we know that about 100,000 years ago before today, the Sahara became much more arid. Its many lakes dried up. Both animals and humans must have moved out in the face of drought to the edges of the desert, not only the south, but also the north. This period of increasing aridity appears to have coincided with the beginning of the last glacial period of the Ice Age, when great ice sheets mantled Scandinavia, the Alps, and much of North America. If this hypothesis is correct, Homo sapiens may have moved out of the Sahara and into Southwest Asia by about 100,000 years ago. But we've no idea at all if this is true, which routes these early populations followed.